I'm Paul Wiegraf, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me in the studio is the executive director of the Light Up the Queen Foundation and the acting director of the Office of Cultural Affairs for the City of Wilmington, and no stranger to the show, Tina Betts. Welcome, Tina.
Thank you. Glad to be back, Paul.
So glad to have you here. And with the many hats that you wear, today's hat is that of putting together the DuPont Clifford Brown Jazz Festival.
That's
right. Its 30th anniversary.
Can't believe it's been 30 years. And I don't know whether or not you knew this, but 30 years ago, I was there. It had a different name at the time. It was called Jazzin' on the Square, and then was changed a couple of years later with some folks in the community wanting to honor Clifford Brown, came to the mayor and asked to have the name changed. And so now Clifford Brown's name appears in the title of the festival. That's great.
Let's get a little background. Some people who are newer to Wilmington may not know who Clifford Brown is or not be as familiar with him and his connection to the city of Wilmington. What can you tell us about Clifford Brown and the title character for the festival?
Well, he is, he grew up in Wilmington. I mean, he was actually born and raised in the city of Wilmington. And I know sometimes there are some artists who come by, pass through, maybe are here for a little bit. But Clifford Brown is Wilmington's native son, born on the east side of Wilmington. As a matter of fact, the site of his childhood home has a state historic marker there, letting people know where it was he grew up. I mean, he was a trumpet player. He wasn't on the scene for a very long time because he died at a very young age. He was 25 years old when he died in a car accident. But he made such a statement during the time that he was there that there are many people who are still on the scene who remember his work, some even remember him, and are still being inspired by what he brought to the table in the world of jazz.
I mean, he really was a rising star in the world of jazz in the 1950s.
Exactly. Yeah. He was a rising star. And, there's been a lot of discussion about, well, what would he be doing now? Well, we don't know how he would have evolved as an artist. It's always a very interesting conversation to have with people, what Clifford Brown would be doing now, what he would think about the new music that's on the scene and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was a rising star.
So this festival now coming up on its 30th anniversary, you said you were here at the beginning.
Yeah.
You must have been 5 years old.
I was.
But let's talk a little bit. First of all, before we get into details of its evolution, let's start with some of the logistics for this year for our listeners.
Yeah.
So when is it going to be? Where is it going to be? What's it going to look like?
Well, as a nod to the 30th anniversary, I mean, that's a significant anniversary. We are expanding the activities to be an entire week from June 17th, Sunday, June 17th, through Sunday, June 24th. And we're able to do that because we have some collaborative partners in the community. The main stage concerts will be in Rodney Square from June 20th through the 23rd. And I know that there has been some confusion about the dates, and that's because the activities that happen before and after the main stage concerts in Rodney Square are happening at other places. But it is a full week, June 17th through the 24th.
So the people who are longtime attenders are familiar with the activities on Rodney Square.
Exactly.
But you're expanding it both beyond that, both before and after.
That's right, on both ends. We're bookending the main stage concerts with events kicking off with the Best of Duke Ellington Sacred Concert. And I like to, on behalf of the Episcopal Church of St. Andrew and Matthews, say thank you to the Delaware Division of the Arts for supporting that effort. Anybody who has not heard the Duke Ellington Sacred Concerts, or maybe not even heard about the Duke Ellington Sacred Concerts, it is a tour de force. Take a look, go and Google it, and take a look at what Duke Ellington called his most important work in his lifetime. And we'll be doing the best of three concerts that he wrote. So that will kick off the week. The day after, on Monday, we'll be in the community right down the street from where Clifford Brown grew up. And on the site of Twin Obelisk to Brownie on Clifford Brown Walk during a community concert that will feature local East Side resident Alfie Moss and her band, as well as the Wilmington Jazz Youth Orchestra. Then on the other end, We will close the week-long activities at the Queen with the Boise Lowry Living Residency Jazz Graduates final concert.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at
mm-hmm.
the Queen. So, you know, because we're able to have the good fortune to be able to work with our colleagues and friends in the community, we're able to have a whole week-long of activities in honor of this festival.
So our listeners can block out the week of June 17th through the 24th, knowing that there's going to be a lot of jazz music being presented in Wilmington. Now, the events on the 20th to 23rd at Rodney Square, that's going to be open air?
Open air, right in Rodney Square, yeah, big stage.
And you got a big stage set up on the one end, and people can bring their lawn chairs and their blankets. And what's the time frame each of the days in Rodney Square?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, that's the 20th through the 22nd, the concerts will begin at 6.
Okay.
On Saturday in Rodney Square, the concerts will begin at 2. Again, on Saturday, however, we have a partnership with Barbara Gavados, who was with the Delaware Chamber Music Festival for many, many years. String players who played with her will be joining our Boise Lowry residency for a special presentation of new compositions at the Episcopal Church of St. Andrew and Matthews, and that will be at noon on the 23rd, before we come back to Rodney Square for the 2 o'clock main stage concerts.
So there are some indoor activities as well as the outdoor activities.
Absolutely. The kickoff at the Episcopal Church of St. Andrew and Matthews on the Sunday, June 17th, as well as the Saturday, the 23rd, back at the Episcopal Church at St. Andrew and Matthews, and then on Sunday at the Queen.
Now, well, the Alfie Moss performance on Clifford Brown Walk, that'll be outside, I presume?
Yes, so that would be outside.
Blocking off the
blocking,
street?
Blocking off a part of Clifford okay. Brown Walk. And, you know, thank you to Xanthia Oliver, the council member who is in that district. We will be handing out hot dogs and chips and drinks to the community. Alfie Moss is pulling together some additional activities, face painting and some other things, as well as putting together a short walking tour of the historic sites on the east side of Wilmington.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to get into some of the details of who some of the performers are that you have lined up. But before we do that, let's backtrack for a little bit. It's 30 years old this year, 30th anniversary. It is the DuPont Clifford Brown Jazz Festival. Talk about the evolution of the festival over the last 30 years. I mean, clearly, it's no surprise to our listeners that DuPont has undergone some significant changes here in the Wilmington community over the past 30 years. How has DuPont helped shape the festival over the years, and how does their commitment continue?
Without the level of commitment that DuPont has shown for well over a decade now to this particular event, this type of event could not happen in the city of Wilmington, quite candidly. One of the goals of an event like this is to have it totally accessible to the general public, which is why it's free. We don't want the cost of a ticket at any ticket price to be an impediment to somebody coming out to enjoy what it is that we're offering here. So DuPont, as well as other sponsors, have been absolutely key to the continuation of this. And DuPont, their footprint has changed as far as physical presence in the city of Wilmington. But I think that their commitment to this festival and other things that they do in the community speak to their continuing commitment.
And how have you seen the festival grow and evolve? Does it look different today than it did 15 years ago? I mean, it has not only survived changes in the Wilmington landscape, literally speaking, but also survived several transitions of mayors and administrations. How have you seen the festival take shape over the years?
Well, for the years that I've been involved with the festival, which has been about 18 out of the 30 years, somebody asked me that question the other day, and I did the math. It's like, wow, that's amazing. So about 18 out of the 30 years. And one of the things I said when talking about this is, you know, as an artist, you're an artist. And I like to think of myself as an artist. We evolve, and so do the various disciplines of the arts. You know, there are If you take a look at any artist whose work has survived, who's left the legacy behind, if you look at their look at their work over the years, you will see that they evolve. Artists change, and so does jazz. So does jazz music, and so has this festival. To remain relevant, what I try to do when curating this is to take a look at a combination of the young and the established, so that you have young jazz artists who are, breathing something new into the music, into the genre, established artists who bring some tradition. But, what I'm very happy to say is that even with the established artists, they are still exploring the arts. It would, not exploring the arts, having it, evolve would keep it static and boring. Mm-hmm. So what we try to do is to have a, book artist who speak to jazz, but in a way that's not just steeped in only tradition, giving new voice.
Well, let's take a look now at some of the artists that you have lined up. But first, let me remind our listeners, you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio today is Tina Betts, the Executive Director of the Light Up the Queen Foundation and Acting Director of the Office of Cultural Affairs for the City of Wilmington. We're talking today about the DuPont Clifford Brown Jazz Festival coming up on June 17th through the 24th, with events scheduled all week. The core events for that are traditionally done June 20th through the 23rd on Rodney Square. But kicking off, Tina, you mentioned the Duke Ellington Sacred Concert at St. Andrew and Matthew,
yeah.
Right? Is that
that's
correct?
That's right, yeah. That's
And then wrapping up, what's the capstone event at the end?
It's the Boise Lowry Living
right,
Jazz Residency Graduates
right.
Concert, right.
Okay, well, now let's look at some of the artists, because the station identification, you were talking about jazz, and what was going through my head is, jazz means so many different things to so many different people. There's the smooth jazz. There's all the way to, I'm not a jazz aficionado, yeah. So I don't know the terminology, right. But I know that there's a wide range.
Absolutely.
Now, how do your artists this year reflect that? Are there some that reflect more of the tradition of Clifford Brown jazz? So how do you select and how does the programming reflect that?
Well, the first night in Rodney Square, the Wednesday night in Rodney Square, we're ending the evening with the Clifford Brown big band, a big tribute band, led by Gerald Chavis, who's a local trumpeter,
mm-hmm.
and featuring Ernie Watts, who grew up in Wilmington, a saxophonist who grew up in Wilmington. And that definitely will, feature a lot of the music that is identified with Clifford Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We also have on that night a young man who is a pianist. His name is Matthew Whitaker. He's making a big splash right now. Has been compared to Stevie Wonder. He's blind. If you look at any of the industry magazines over the past few months, you're gonna probably find him mentioned. So, that night we have, again, a mix of the young and a mix of the established. Every night has a little bit of that. On Thursday, Arturo Sandoval, the trumpeter who has been around for many years and has played Wilmington a couple of times, will end the evening. But then we have Miguel Zinan, who is he will bring an international flavor to the festival, and Jane Bonnet and her group. So, if you look through the entire week, Brian McKnight on Friday night, who is identified with R&B with a little bit of infusion of jazz, will end Friday night. We also have Lyle Tizer and his big group on Friday night, Lyle is a smooth jazz artist. Brian McKnight is sort of smooth jazz, R&B. A little bit of hip hop, and then we have a female diva, Mahal, again, who will bring a little bit of the smooth pop sound on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, we're ending it with Marcus Miller, and if anybody listens to Sirius FM, you'll hear Marcus Miller on Sunday nights doing his Miller time, you know, with his steel string guitar. So he will end on Saturday night. And throughout the day, we have a young man, Scott Tixier, who's a violinist. We have a Sammy Miller and the Congregation, a very young group. So it's, you know, the lineup, I think, reflects as many of the textures of jazz music as we're able to fit in the time that we have to do it. And then when we bookend it with the new string compositions with Barbara Galvados and her group, the classical string players, along with the new generation of jazz players of the Boise Lowry, you know, again, that adds just another texture to this, you know, to this very wonderful and home-steeped art that we call jazz.
And as you said earlier, I mean, that's the nature of jazz. It is a perpetually evolving art form.
Thank goodness. And that's why it's still around. I mean, there was a time, you know, when we tried to kill it. Because, you know, if you take any type of art, you try to put it in a box and say, this is what it's supposed to be, you're likely to strangle it. I mean, it will just die from, you'll suffocate it. So you have to take the lid off, open the walls, and just let it breathe. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to do with the mix of artists that we have at the DuPont Clifford Brown Jazz Festival.
Yeah. So for the person who says, I don't like jazz. I mean, there are so many different types of jazz, and they're all reflected here, that there might be that one style that you're not comfortable with, but there are other styles that really resonate.
That's exactly right. And, you know, another reason the festival is free is it gives people a chance to explore, you know, to come out to see an artist that maybe they have never heard of, and maybe they've just tasted a little bit of them, you know, when they do a search on Wikipedia or YouTube or something. Right. But come out and hear them live. Last year, one of the artists we had was a harmonica player, and he from France. He blew everybody away. I mean, he was one of the artists that more people talked about after the festival was over. The people came, never heard of him. People were on their feet with his performance. So it's an adventure.
Yeah.
Come out and have an adventure in Rodney Square.
Yeah. Now, for those 4 days on Rodney Square, the 20th through the 23rd, people come in, they bring their blankets, their lawn chairs, they can sit down. Will any of the streets be blocked off? Will you have any vendors, food vendors, that sort of thing?
Lots of food vendors on Market Street. Also this year, we're going to have food trucks on King Street, because a part of Market Street, on the west side of Market Street, between 10th and 11th, is doing some construction. So we'll have some food vendors on King Street and food trucks. Also, we'll have a couple of vendors inside the park, some dessert vendors inside the park. So there will be plenty of things to eat. We also will have our merchandise, our traditional jazz festival merchandise for the collectors out there. There are some people who have T-shirts from every year. So come and get your T-shirt this year. So it will be, you know, your standard festival atmosphere with sounds and smells and sights and people sitting shoulder to shoulder with other people who they've never met before and becoming friends by the end of the night.
That's great. Now, where can people find out more information about the Jazz Festival?
On the City of Wilmington's main website, there's information about the Jazz Festival, and also on ClifordBrownJazzFest.org.
Okay. I want to come back now. We have a couple minutes left. I want to come back to the Boise Lowry program that you mentioned that will be the final program. Tell our listeners what that's all about, because it's really a fascinating program that Light Up the Queen Foundation does.
Yes, it's the Light Up the Queen Foundation. Again, I like to give a nod to the Delaware Division of the Arts, not just because I'm here with the executive director, but because it's important to recognize the importance of the support that we get from that, you know, particular state agency. The Boise Lowry Living Jazz Residency, we are in our fourth year now.
I think it's the
fourth year. Started 4 years ago. Jonathan Whitney is one of the spearhead people of this. He and I got together. We've been talking about doing something like this for years. 2 weeks, we have young jazz artists who not only compose but perform coming to Wilmington to work almost 24/7 during that 2 weeks on their new compositions and workshops and master classes. And then the final result of their 2 weeks' work is displayed in a concert, which will happen on the 24th at 3:30 at the Queen, the 24th of June at the Queen, to end the DuPont Clifford Brown Jazz Festival.
And how are the participants selected for this program? It's highly competitive, I would imagine.
It's highly competitive, and participants come from all over the place. I mean, we've had, you know, from China. But you have to attend school or live in the United States. There is an application process. The applicants have to submit work samples as well as an essay that describes their artistic vision. And then we go through, we have a committee of people who listen, and we try to put together a group of people who we think a good fit for the 2 weeks, and it's been extremely successful so far.
That's great. So it really sounds like an exciting week. In the short time we have, recap some of the featured events you've got coming up.
June 17th through the 24th in downtown Wilmington, beginning with the Best of Duke Ellington Sacred Concerts on the 17th, continuing through the week with various activities, including main stage concerts in Rodney Square from June 20th through the 23rd, and ending at the Queen Theater with the Boise Lowry Living Jazz Residency Graduates Concert at the Queen Theater at 3:30 on the 24th.
Well, kudos to you for this lineup of just some great performances and the contributions that you're able to muster through Saints Andrew and Matthew, their collaboration with you and Barbara Gavados and her team of musicians. Really sounds like a fascinating week of programming.
Yeah, we think so. Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks so much.